No one can say that Abby Lincoln never sang for her father or her mother. On her latest recording, The Devil's Got Your Tongue, the jazz singer includes two songs about her parents, both of whom are now dead. Abby Lincoln says she composed the songs because there were a few things she still needed to write down and to say.
It is like a letter to my mother and my father to say to them, listen, I really got it. I really appreciate all you did to help me to live. And in a way, it's a monument to myself.
Mm-hmm. The song you wrote to your mother, or about your mother, The Legend of Evelina Coffey, the first sentences of this song are so great. Evelina Coffey made the journey here, traveled in her spaceship.
Yeah.
From 600 trillion miles away, that's what you say.
Yeah, that's what I looked in the dictionary for the distance from the Earth to the Sun, and they said that the Sun was 600 trillion miles away. So I figured, well, some people a long time ago believed that we came from the Sun, you know. But yeah, Evelina Coffey, when she died, though the song is true, because when she died, she was passing, but she was here for a little while longer. But I remember this wonderful bird who sang all night. And so I fantasize sometimes. I have a vivid imagination. Anyway, it's in praise of my life, in praise of my mother and my father, to say I really I don't feel underprivileged.
Evelina Coffey, in your shiny ship, sailing through the heavens on another trip, I expect to see you on another day, living in another light and in another way. Oh, Evelina Coffey, in my mind I see you. For as long as there is life, you will always be in my heart forever, lighten up the way. Evelina Coffey, Wooldridge Davis, you are the light of day.
You say that the 600 trillion miles is a distance from the sun, and later on in the song, when your mother does pass on, you talk about there being a blaze of light. Was she like a sunshine for you? Did she bring that into your life? Light, I guess?
Yes, she taught me a lot about the spiritual qualities of being human. And I learned a lot from her. It was a way of describing her passing. In a blaze of light, I feel that it's what it is for everybody when they get to leave here, when they leave. In a blaze of light, they spread their wings of miracles and disappear, and we never see them again.
Do we kill ourselves on purpose? Is destruction all our own? Are we dying for a reason? Is our leaving on our own? Are the people suicidal? Did we come this far to die of ourselves? Are we to perish for this useless, worthless life? My father had a kingdom. My father wore a crown. They say he was an awful man. He tried to live it down.
Now, you also wrote a song about your father.
Yes.
And that has a different quality than the one about your mother, I think.
Yes.
It's almost like you had to set the record straight about your father.
Yes. It's true of people of African heritage, the African people suffer from a lack of positive image. They don't know their contributions. And slavery, you know, it's like when you turn somebody around and round and round and round, they don't know where they are. We really don't know who we are. We don't have our names. But this especially, I wrote for my father, because I remember two of my brothers were having problems with their heart. It was after my mother had passed, and I had lost already two brothers. One passed 10 days before she passed away, and my father had passed away maybe 20 years before my mother did. And so I was afraid, and so I wrote this song as a prayer to my father to say to him, would you forgive us for not remembering really who you were, this man who built two houses for us to live in, who midwifed my mother for her last six children. I just wanted to say to my father, you know, don't take us all, because we know who you are. You're great, and forgive us.
Have you gotten any reaction from members of your family about the songs about yourself and your mother and your father?
Yes. They all called to tell me how proud they are of me and how happy they are for this time in my life. In a way, though, I wish that my mother and father, it's not that I wanted them to see me, but I wanted to give her everything, my mother. And it took a long time for me. And so, in that way, there are always some regrets that you have in life.
You never think that maybe she's listening to you singing?
No, I think Mama's doing her work. She always was like that. She wouldn't be standing around watching me. Yeah. Okay. Dad, too.
Abby Lincoln. Her new recording is The Devil's Got Your Tongue.